This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome into this podcast. And this week on The Night Shift, we took to the stage with the cast of a production called Torn, which you can see real soon at the Junction Theatre. It's directed by the incredible Alex Brown and features some of the best actors that you'll find here in the UAE. Do enjoy the podcast and don't forget to join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. We have the cast of Torn, which is an absolutely amazing piece of work that's been put together right here in the UAE. The cast, the directors, the producers, everybody have been put together here in the UAE. It's a great pleasure to welcome Alejandra Manos. Welcome to the show. Nice to see you again.
Hi, nice seeing you too.
So this is a great production that's coming up. Maybe you can do the introductions as to the actors that you brought along in our first segment.
Yeah, sure. So let's talk a bit about the story maybe. So Torn, it's a story. It has four casts, and we have Susan. She's a lawyer, and she's in a relation with Cade, who's an advertising executive.
Okay.
And we have Jerry. He's a voiceover artist, and he's in a relation with Daniela, which she's Susan's BA. So the play talks about the love in the modern world, and about the possibilities and the impossibilities, and the changes that couples can go through, and so it's for mature 18 plus.
I feel we're all going to take something away from this one. Osman, are you the voiceover guy?
No, you're
not the voice.
I'm Cade.
Okay, tell me a bit about Cade.
Well, Cade fancies himself the master of the world. Madman style, advertising executive, thinks he rules New York. Uh-huh. That's where it's set. And, can treat the other people in the play badly and then learns a lesson in the end.
Oh, it sounds a bit nasty to me, does this guy?
No, he's just broken. He's had a tough time in childhood growing up.
What about Kathy over here? Welcome to the studio. What's your role?
Thank you. Yeah, so my role is Daniela. She's Latina, and she works for Susan. Mm-hmm. And she, gets a lot of attention from all the guys in the place.
Yeah, she's pretty.
It's very interesting, her character. And I think the similarities with Closer, which is a movie that I love from this play.
Oh, okay.
So it's been really interesting.
Now, we've got the creator and the director on the line right now in Alex Brown, who's joining us on the show. Alex, you must be super excited. You've got a brilliant cast. Tell me a little bit about the writing of this particular production, Alex.
Yeah, hi, Mark. It's nice to speak to you. I'm in Kuwait at the moment, so sending nice hello from Kuwait. But the play, I guess, it was inspired a little bit by Closer, as Ketchy said, which is the amazing Patrick Marber play, which was turned into a film with lots of wonderful actors. But I actually did a similar play to this a number of years ago called Desire, which was, I guess, one of my big successful plays back in Australia before I came to Dubai. So that was almost like a younger version of these characters. There was a character called Patrick and Gerald, and when I think about it, it's like those characters from Desire who've grown up and now in New York a number of years later. But, relationships, as we all know in our lives, are very complex, and they're all about negotiations. They're all about what, I guess, emotional baggage people bring to the relationship. And it's about damage and the number of levels of damage that people have in their lives and that they have to deal with and they bring to a relationship, and what has happened to them in the past, how it affects their current relationship, and that's what the play explores.
Wow, so it's all about relationships and past relationships. I mean, have you found performing your particular character, and has it brought out any emotions that you remember from years gone by?
Oh, definitely. It's almost like therapy for me. A character like that who I can explore through him a lot of the things, a lot of the issues I had growing up as a child, moving to Canada, and being an outcast and trying to fit in, and I would say Cade is the ultimate guy trying to fit in and be you know, the man.
Yeah. Eliane, what's your part in this?
Actually, I'm co-producing under Edo Shades with Osman and Zara Stars. And I'm the associate director for Alex. So that's mainly my part this time.
Right.
Not acting.
Alex, let me ask you about the casting. And I mean, you've put together a cast. We're going to be speaking to some of the others very shortly. And let's start with Kathy. What made you cast Kathy in her role?
Well, Kathy is actually sharing the role with another wonderful actress called Liz Pinilla, who's on holiday at the moment, so she's not there with us. She's in Japan at the moment, so hello, Liz, in Japan.
We're all over the world, aren't we, this cast?
Exactly, they're all over the world. But I was very, very lucky, Mark, because I couldn't have done this play if I didn't get this cast.
Yeah.
And I think people who come to see the play will be astonished at the talent that we have on stage.
Yeah.
And we have four absolutely remarkable actors, five really, in Osman, Nardine and Ellie, and Ketchy and Liz. And the play will be performed in intimate style. So what we mean by that is the audience won't be sitting in rows of seats at the junction going up to the back. The audience will be sitting on stage with the actors. So you'll be sitting around the sides of the stage watching the actors, and you'll be able, if you wanted to, Mark, you're not allowed to do this, but you'll be able to reach out and touch the actors if you wanted to.
Yeah, please leave the actors alone, please.
Although you probably wouldn't want to touch Nardine and Ketchy and Liz, and probably the band as well, but, you know, don't reach out and touch them. But it's like the characters are almost on an operating table and they're being dissected, you guys will be so close to watching them. And we had a run-through of the play last Friday, I think, and the vulnerability of the actors was just extraordinary. And it was already one of the most interesting things I'd seen in Dubai, and that was in a rehearsal room 3 weeks before we opened. So I think you're going to see something really, really special here. And it's going to be, I think, a very cathartic and moving and profound experience for the audience.
Kathy, I mean, how are you going to feel about having the audience so close, you know, literally sitting at your feet or sitting just around you?
Yeah, I think this is going to be the first play that I have so, like, such a close audience to me. Usually I perform in a more, you know, regular,
traditional, everybody sat in rows.
But this is very intimate, and even when they performed, I was watching, and it's really like, it's like you're there almost with them, you know, like almost kind of like just peeking at someone's relationship, you know. So this is a really, really interesting play that this format is bringing to Dubai right now. I think this is one of a kind.
Osman, have you ever done anything like this before?
I did, actually, with Alex. We did a play in 2017 about a painter called Mark Rothko. And we set up his painting studio and had everyone sit in it. And me and my co-star, we were painting in front of them. People were getting paint on their clothes. We had to give them some plastic to put on their clothes. It was quite... I don't know, it was a very interesting experience. You really have to block everyone out. Because they're so close. You can hear people breathing, people laughing, just right there.
So your concentration level's got
to
be really
spot on. I mean, we wouldn't be able to. I just want to say a couple of things. Like, I just want to echo what Alex said about the cast. And we can't do this without the cast that we have. And I need to send a special shout out to Zara Stars, which is a great school for acting. We all met there. In one of the workshops, and it's a great breeding ground for great actors. They do modeling, filmmaking, public speaking. It's really an awesome place to learn and to meet great people like these actors. Right. Awesome.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to let you get back to whatever you're getting up to there in Kuwait. But we can't wait to see you back in Dubai, Alex. And of course,
you've got to be there, Mr. Mark Lloyd. I expect to see you on the
I won't touch anybody.
I'm going to be wearing the plastic.
Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to chat to another couple of actors as well who are in the cast of Torn and find out exactly when and where we can see this production.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. And we are focusing on a production called Torn, which is going to be happening real soon here in the UAE. Alian Germanis is directing and assistant director, I believe. We've had a little bit of a change round now. And we've got another couple of actors. Maybe you can once again do the introductions.
We have Jerry. Ellie Shufani, and we have Nadine that she's playing the role of Susan. She's a lawyer and he's a voiceover artist.
Ah, you're the voiceover guy.
I am the voiceover
You're the voiceover guy. Tell me about your role and the rehearsals. And we've just been finding out about how the audience are going to be sat pretty close to you guys. How's it all gone so far?
Yeah, it's really interesting. As my colleagues said, that it's one of the first time we do something like this. So Jerry is a voiceover artist. I would call him Romeo without the skills. He is infatuated with love. Love is everything to him, but he's facing a lot of issues and he's traumatized. He's always struggling to get what he wants.
Right.
Things don't go his way.
Okay, things don't go his way, which I won't push that any further. Now over to Ellie. Tell me a little bit about your role and your part.
Okay, so my part is Susan, and she is a lawyer. She's a woman I guess everybody wants to be. She is successful.
You look like a lawyer. You look like a lawyer.
I look like a lawyer? Okay.
Go on, carry on.
She has everything. She's successful. She's powerful. She has an amazing life. Her only soft spot is Cade.
Oh, that's the guy that we were talking to earlier on.
Yeah, that's that guy, Mark. Yeah. I don't know.
He wants to be the man, doesn't he?
Yeah. So, that's her struggle.
Right.
The guys, you know?
Yeah. Has it kind of brought things back from your past that maybe you can relate to, you know, when you were kind of growing up? And
like me personally?
The relationships.
I was never into... you know, those kind of guys?
No. It's probably a good
thing,
really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Cade is a very interesting character, and he is everything Susan isn't. And that's what she enjoys so much.
Yeah.
He brings the lightness.
So
and
it's the opposite attracts type thing?
Yes, exactly. Mm. That's the
thing. Have you enjoyed your rehearsals and, getting into this character?
Yeah, rehearsals are like the whole process was amazing. Honestly, we are so grateful for Sarah Stars and for Elian and for Osman who made this, I think, a very professional production. And we have a great rehearsing space with Sarah Stars and the cast, honestly, is amazing. Like, we are all very professional. Like, we are pouring our heart into this and... Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I'm sure it is. And working with Alex Brune, tell me about what maybe you've learned from him and what that experience has been like.
Yeah, I met Alex over 10 years ago, and I remember him being a very good acting coach, very good director, amazing writer.
Yeah.
And when I read the play, I thought this is a special script. It's really interesting. And I hope someone from a psychology background would watch the play and give their feedback, because
really?
I think Alex really captured the essence of what happens in relationships, and it's quite phenomenal to watch the details of the dynamics. You have four characters, every one of them has a certain type of personality, and they approach love in an interesting way. You have the innocent Jerry, you have the player Cade, Liz, who is traumatized her entire life, and Susan, who's a little bit the most balanced between all, I would say. It's really nice to see a script so well done and so well written that can capture something that's actually real, and you see it. You see it in modern relationships.
It's amazing where Alex gets all these ideas from, isn't it? You know, I mean, he's
Yeah, he doesn't tell us where he gets these ideas from.
Yeah.
Maybe try to ask.
A past life, maybe. Now, you've got a lot of performances of Tom. We've got a lot of opportunities to come along and see it. So tell me when and where.
Yeah, so the show will be at the Junction. The 20th and 21st of April. So we have, on Friday, we have two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. And Saturday, Sunday, we have three shows a day at 4 p.m., 7:30, and 9:30 p.m. So, and then the week after, on the 26th of April, it's a Friday, we have a show at 8:30 at QE2 Theater. So two locations. And the tickets are on already at Platinum List right now. And you have early birds as well, so it's gonna be finished very soon. So we recommend everyone to book their tickets as soon as possible. And we promise you that's gonna be something exceptional for the UAE, maybe audience.
it's like a VIP show that you get, you know, front row seats. Everyone's gonna be almost front row. So this is why we have that many shows in order for everyone to be able to watch it and to be almost part of it.
It's gonna be interesting.
Cool. Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited, and I'm sure if couples attend, you know, if the couples watch the play, there's gonna be a lot of discussions afterwards.
We're gonna take a lot away with. When we get home with our better half, we'll be saying, well, you were a bit like that when we first met, maybe. So once again, tickets available
at Platinum List.
Yeah, lots of shows going to be happening. Well, fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. You still strike me as a lawyer. What are you a lawyer in real life?
No, you're not.
Anyway, thank you all for coming in, and all the cast for spending their time here at Dubai I-103.8. That's Torn, once again, directed by Alex Brune, and lots of opportunities to go along and see what is a very, very intriguing sounding play. Thank you so much, guys, for coming
along. Thank you, Mark.
This is Dubai I-103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai I-103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai I in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaii1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.